Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas already. It seems as if the year has just flown by so quickly. However, I am so excited about today and for the opportunity to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and whatever it is that you celebrate this time of the year, I want to just wish you the best on that. And for me, as a Christian and as a believer, Christmas to me is about the Christ child. However, I embrace and support all the other reasons why you celebrate Christmas, so long as you show some love to each other and do not use the material things to replace this amazing time of the year. I want to thank all my colleagues, my co-author colleagues, who joined me last week on this airwave. That was when we celebrated the launch of our new book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And you can still pick that up. It will make a great, great Christmas our holiday gift. So I want to thank those who came on live, and for those of you who have been downloading the archives, I want to thank you too, because you guys are doing a phenomenal job. The archives are download, they're rising, and I am thankful for that. I am very excited about this morning. I'm having two men on. Can you imagine? Two men. So one is going to be on, momentarily. He should have called in already. He's Mark Dahlman, and he is a consultant for hotels. If people are looking to do their event at different hotels, you know how much work it takes to go around and to search and to find what hotel you want to work with. Well, his business prides theirself in doing that. So he's supposed to be on this morning for the first half an hour. And then for the second hour, My guest will be Mr. Brian Delaney. And Mr. Delaney is an SEO specialist. And as a matter of fact, he is now my affiliate manager for my affiliate program and for the Vision Weekend Conference. So he's coming up to just this morning to help us understand about optimization. And he wants to tell us how he prides himself in getting us on the first page of Google. So I'm excited about this segment with Brian because I have learned so much from him since he took over my affiliate program a little less than maybe 3 weeks ago. And I'm learning so very much from him. And the other thing I want to do, I want to just go ahead and remind you that the early bird for the Vision Weekend Conference ends December 31st. And I want to encourage you to sign up before. 5 meals and 15 speakers for 4 days. It's only $6.97. And you cannot get any better than that in New York City and Times Square. 5 meals, 15 speakers, and 4 days event. So I hope you will find it suitable that you can treat yourself and let that be your Christmas gift that you get yourself. And while I wait for my guest to call in, I want to just tell you who the speakers are on the show for March the 23rd through the 26th. And we have Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is our keynote speaker. He'll be speaking Saturday night and Sunday morning. And his claim to fame, as a matter of fact, Mr. Bailey is number 25 worldwide in the speaking circuit. So, you know, he is no small fry, and he is coming there to invest in you. So you want to be there. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington, who is a marketing and social media strategist. We have Miss Jan Mullock, who is a positive achievement specialist. We have Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. Then we have Mr. William Cohn, who is a business development consultant. And we have Dr. CJ Cohn, who is also the CEO and founder of Dominating Your Destiny, which is a business development consulting firm. Then we have Mr. Brian Ridgway, who is a transformational teacher and mentor. We have attorney Michelle Durant, who is a copyright attorney. Mr. Stephen Jackson, who is a new media guru. We have Miss Yolanda Webb, who is the CEO and founder of Elan Cosmetics and also the editor-in-chief of Elan Magazine. Then we have Mr. Sam Orme, who is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Willie Crawford is an expert in joint venture endeavors, and he is also a millionaire. We have Mr. Kobe Huberman. Mr. Huberman is the CEO and founder of Strategic Landscape in Israel. He's also the head of the Israel Peace Initiative. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, And Mr. Foxworth is a personal productivity strategist. And he is super excited about this event taking place in New York because he's a native son of New York, and he is so excited about coming back from Detroit to serve his people in New York. Then we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle. And Mrs. Sertle is an author and a strategic expert. We have Mr. Brian Delaney, who I mentioned is an SEO guru, and he prizes himself in telling us how we can get ourselves on the ranking on Google and other search engine. Then we have Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Mrs. Chandel Pitts is a design consultant, and she will be there to tell you about the best image to have when it comes to your material. Then we have Mr. James Nemley, who is the CEO and founder of Better Business Builders. And I am the host and founder of the conference, and I am so very excited about this event and the lineup. So we want you to go to DaphneClarkHudson.com and just register for the conference. We also have an attractive, very attractive affiliate program, and the affiliate program pays you $100 for anyone that you promote the event to, and they sign up to go to the Vision Weekend Conference. You get $100 for those that you register who attend. So if I were you, and I know I'm not, but I can still encourage you to do so, I would go register for the affiliate program, and I would make sure I promote it to all of the people on my list and make sure to register enough people so I can use that money to offset my expense for the conference. I think that is a great, great idea. So why don't you check into that and see how that works? So visit us at DaphneClarkHudson.com. We are also on Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. We are also on Facebook at Facebook.com/Vision Weekend. While I wait on my guests to call in, you know, sometimes it's a challenge when you tell people who live in a different time zone what time to call in, and you see, you know, half an hour gone by and no one has called in yet. So I'm sure I told him Eastern Standard Time. So I don't know why he has not called in, and I gave him the number. So, oh well. It is what it is. So you're stuck with me here, and I will share with you some of the quotes I have from one of my favorite books of quotes on influence, and from one of my favorite people, John Maxwell. This is interesting. There, Frank Clark says, the most important thing that parents can teach their children is how to get along without them. Isn't that the truth? And sometimes as parents, we could read this and say, ouch, ouch, because we know that it is such a challenge and such difficulty for us to let go sometimes. We always want to view our children as our little babies. They'll be 60 years old and he is my baby. Oh, that's my boy. That's my girl. You know, so to hear this, it's very powerful and it really gives us food for thought. The best gift a father can give to his son is the gift of himself, his time. I read this and it amazes me that a lot of times when we read writing and pertaining to parenting, the author always couple the mother with the daughter and the father with the son. Isn't that interesting? And this is so true. We as parents must focus on helping our children to be self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. Yes, they will make mistakes and sometimes it hurts. It hurts you too, I know. With my son, when my son is going through stuff, I hurt. And my son is 29 and I still hurt. And a lot of times as parents, you want to go fix it. However, we must understand that we have to allow them to be self-sufficient. If a man does not make new acquaintances as he advances through life, he will soon find himself left alone. You know, I think it was over the weekend, I was thumbing through my Facebook thing and there was a memoir there about dead for 3 years and no one missed it or something. And I thought it was just fiction, but it was, as I was reading the text there, it said that a woman in England died 3 years. So for 3 years, her television was on. And she was surrounded by gifts that she was getting ready to wrap. And they said she was a social butterfly with everybody. However, no one realized for 3 years that she was dead. Come on. I mean, no one, absolutely no one should be that isolated. And I know that sometimes, you know, for me, I live alone. And when, especially when I am sick, it sometimes crosses my mind, you know, that I wonder if anybody realizes I'm sick. And sometimes people don't call and then they see you and they say, oh, I didn't see you for such and such a time. But I, the one thing I learned from reading that thing is to say that we ought to just reach out when we need help. Just reach out. Just reach out. And I'm going to play a song here while I wait for my caller. I don't know what happened to him. Don't know. But I'm going to play a song. Not even sure what this song is, but we're going to play it anyhow.
Well, it's about that time again.
Yes.
Can somebody say with me tonight, show me your glory. That's what we want tonight. We want to enter into the glory. As I just said, we're here to praise and we're here to worship God. But we're here to enter into the very presence and the glory of God. We say tonight, great is the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:25 declare his greatness, for it says, great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise. Psalms 48:1 says, great is the Lord in the city of our God and his holy nation. But one of my favorites is Psalms 99:2 says, great is the Lord. He is exalted above all the nations. And all the nations declare his glory. Oh, if the Brazilians were here tonight, they would say, grande es, Señor. If the Nigerians were here tonight, they would say, Oluwa tobi loba. If the French were here tonight, they would say, grande este la Señor. If the Spanish were here, they would say, grande es a Señor. If Germans were here tonight, they would say, ich der Lobgrob. If the Italians were here, they would say, grande a il Signore. If the Dutch were here, they would say, Groot is Lord. In every language, in every tongue, in every culture, in every country, it's still the same. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. And worthy is his name. Get ready now as Shekinah glory leads us into the glory.
Yes, so that was just the word in that was Lord. But anyhow, I think it was still good that we got that. And Mr. Mark Dahlman, if you are listening, I want for you, sir, to please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I want to tell you, on Mondays, I broadcast simultaneously with Mr. James Nemley. And this Monday coming up, we will have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle on myself, on with Mr. Nemley. Then I am not on the second of January. We'll have to let you know who we'll have on. Then on the 9th, we have C.J. Cohn. And then on the 16th of January, we have Mr. Sam Orm. And on the 23rd of January, we have Miss Yolanda Webb. And then we have some weeks there to fill up. We'll probably have some repeat of some people. And then we are just going to be having a wonderful, wonderful time. So, I don't know. So let's continue here. I know my other guest will be calling in and at 11. So we are going to encourage you to call in and let us talk about what are some of your plans that you have in place for 2012.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, and I want to remind you about our speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference and to encourage you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com. Or if you have questions, please feel free to call 866-337-3945. 866-337-3945, and you can get your opportunity there to become an affiliate and also to register. A very attractive affiliate program paying $100 per qualified sign up for the conference. So go there and take advantage of that. On the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference, we have Mr. James Nemley, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mrs. Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Mr. Brian Delaney, Mrs. Yolanda Webb, Mr. Sam Orme, Mr. Willie Crawford, Miss Crystal Washington, Miss Jan Moloch, Mr. Leon Ellis, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, and Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And I want to let you know that for this conference, you get to hear each and every one of these presenters. This conference is designed for you not to choose which workshop to go, because we know that it is very challenging when you have so many powerful speakers. You want to hear them all, and then you have to choose in between. And as a speaker, what I have noticed when something like this happens is that the participant or the conference attendee ends up not learning or getting as much value added because they spend a lot of time workshop hopping, going from this room to that room to that room, the other room. And they pick up handouts and everything like that. And what is happening, they take the handouts home and they cannot make sense of anything because they were not there to participate in the interactive discussion which took place. So my colleagues and I decided we wanted to have everyone participate in all of the presentations. So you have the opportunity to listen to all 15 speakers and the panels. And you have 4 days event from the 23rd through the 26th. You have included in your conference registration of $6.97 early bird. You have 5 meals included in that package. And for those of you who have been to New York City, you know how expensive food is there. So this is really, really a great deal for you. So we want you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com so you can get all your information there about how to register for the conference and for the affiliate program. Now, a Japanese proverb says, when the character of a man is not clear to you, look at his friends. Wow, this is powerful. It's the same thing as saying, show me 5 of your closest friends and I will tell you who you are. That's the same thing here. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's the reason why you need to be at the Vision Weekend Conference. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Are you looking to be sharp? Well, you need to be where all of those sharp people are that can help you to sharpen your skills. I'm sitting here and I'm waiting on Mr. Mark Dahlman to call in, and I am not sure why he has not called in. And I am thinking of this time of the year, and as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get anxious and worried and concerned about what is going on in our lives, and we are probably thinking, what can we do at this time to make a difference in somebody else's lives? You know, and it's not about always giving of material things. I was at the gas station a couple weeks ago, and this elderly gentleman asked me whether or not I was ready for Christmas. And I said, as ready as I'm ever going to be. And he looked and he says, you know, my wife and I, we are only buying things for children. Because for many, many years, he said, my wife and I bought so much expensive things for people, and we never get anything. And I smiled and I shook my head, and, you know, I said, that is so interesting. You would think you give somebody something because you wanted to, not because you were expecting to get something in return. However, that's, I think that's the way the world is kind of wired, to see who can do the biggest gift. And, you know, I can outdo you, I can get more gadgets, I can do this, and the children, we got to get all these expensive things for the children, and this. And then people go to Christmas dinner and they are not speaking to each other. And you wonder, why all the worry about getting the most expensive stuff if you can't even speak and embrace each other? It is important, because relationships is important. You know, we as entrepreneurs understand that so much, because we know that each time we go on the street, we don't have a huge marketing budget. We don't have investors like most people do. So our growth and our progress and our success is totally dependent on the relationships that we build. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so excited about my second guest. He's going to tell us how to position ourselves to make sure that that happens. It is amazing to know that one great relationship, one person who believes in what you do, will be able to catapult your business. Because, you know, when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics back in the 80s and early 90s, and before Mary Kay Ash passed on, her favorite thing was to say that if you want news to get around quickly, just tell a woman. And I noticed that in my Mary Kay career, that it was true, because when I got one person on the skincare who was so excited and just saw the difference in their skin and everything that was going on, that person would tell everyone that he or she meets. Everyone. And then, so when people call us up, they already had made up their mind that they are going to be using the product. And I always, always, always love when that happens. because I don't have to go give them a speech about the product and the advantage, because they already saw that work on their friends, and they came with an open mind and a willing heart and a face to demonstrate on, and said, I want to try it because my friend Joy tried it and she is so happy with it. So this is what it is about, you know, building the right relationships and just telling everyone, when you find something that is good, something that adds value to you, go and tell somebody else. If you have been listening to my show and you are getting a value added to your life, please tell somebody about it and let them stop by and show us some love and some support. It is very important that we help each other out. I want to play this song while I wait. I don't know why my guest has not called, but...
I'm letting go and letting Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, I want more. I want more. So we're going to just continue here until my second guest called in. I just called while that song was playing. I called my guest and he said, well, I forgot to call in. So it is what it is. So we'll just continue until the second guest call in. And I'll just continue with the quotes here from this book. And please call in if you have something you would like to talk about pertaining to entrepreneurship and this time of the year and all of that good stuff. We have another 18 minutes before my guest calls in. And there are two great motivators in life. One is fear. The other is love. You can lead an organization by fear, but if you do, you will ensure that people, you'll ensure that people won't perform up to their real capacity. So it is better to lead with love. A person needs to be loved the most when he deserves to be loved the least. A person needs to be loved the most when he deserves to be loved the least. And that is deep. It is powerful. It is just an amazing food for thought for today. Mother Teresa says, the biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, and deserted by everyone. Wow. The love of our neighbor is the only door out of the dungeon of self. Wow. This is really deep. Really deep. Truth without love is brutal. Truth without love is brutality. Love without truth is hypocrisy. So be authentic. Whatever we do, we need to do it from our heart. Genuine love is a fragile flower. It must be maintained and protected if it is to survive. Love can perish when there is no time for romance, for romantic activity. When a man and his wife forgot how to walk, when a man and his wife forget how to talk to each other. You will find as you look back upon your life that the moments when you have really lived are the moments when you have done things in the spirit of love. And this is just an affirmation that goes back to when I spoke about what the gentleman said to me in the gas station. You know, it is just amazing how people will only do things for others because of what they have done for them.
The emerging technology tools available today and of tomorrow. We are actively seeking ministry partners who are currently involved in media ministry or who desire to start one. I have the heart and technology to help. .com for more information, and let's get started. We're fulfilling the Great Commission through media, and we
I am not sure who this caller is on 301. I really do not appreciate you calling into my show to do a commercial. I think that is very unethical to do. Extremely unethical. So, I am extremely disappointed that you decide to call somebody's show and to do a live commercial on there. Anyhow, I guess things like these do happen, and I do apologize to my listeners for what just happened there. And so disappointing that somebody would have done that. Call into your show, you open the line live, and it is an advertisement being played. How tacky. How tacky. Wow. How far you can go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, systematic with the striving, and tolerant with the weak and strong. Weak and the strong. Because someday in life, you will have been all of these things. Wow. Remember, you can call in at any time at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So just give us a call any minute. Now my other guest will be calling in. And I'm just so excited about the event coming up. I want to remind you of who the speakers are. And we have Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Mr. William Cohn, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss Jan Mullock, Mrs. Crystal Washington, Mr. Brian Ridgway, Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Mrs. Yolanda Webb, Mr. Brian Delaney, Mr. Sam Orne, Mr. Riley Crawford, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, Miss Chandel Pitts, and Mr. James Nemley. And I am so honored to be your guest, to be your host and founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. I want to encourage you to visit the website at DaphneClarkHudson.com, and you can register there to to be an affiliate. If you are interested in helping us promote the event for March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. I also want to encourage you to join me on Monday at 7 p.m. when I will be broadcasting simultaneously with the Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show with its host, Mr. James Nimley. So you sign on back to this show a new day, and you will be able to hear both Jim and I, because we are just connected to do that simultaneously on Monday. And our guest will be Mrs. Jennifer Sertle. And Jennifer is an amazing woman. She's a thought-provoking speaker and teacher. She's an author out of the Rochester, New York area. And it is just a phenomenal, phenomenal, energetic person that she is, and has so much that she wants to offer to our listeners and to the people who will be at the Vision Weekend Conference.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, again, the site for the Vision Weekend Conference is DaphneClarkHudson.com. And also, you can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/VisionWeekend. And like us, please, and share it with your contacts. And also, I want for you to follow us on Twitter. We are at Twitter at Vision Weekend One, and just follow us and share the link with all of your contacts, and we look forward to seeing you in New York City at the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 23rd through the 26th. And I want to remind you that at the conference, you will not be choosing between workshops, because we will each be presenting to each of you. One room, no breakout room. Everything is taking place in the historic Hudson Theater. And we are just so excited about investing in you. You heard me read this Proverbs here about iron sharpen iron. And it is just a wonderful thing to know that you can come and be part of an event with all these caliber of speakers. You know, Mr. Simon T. Bailey is number 25 in the speaking circuit around the world. Around the world, guys, number 25. And he has seen it fit to come and deposit in you and to invest in you. Please, don't take that lightly. Make sure that you are there to be part of this Vision Transformation Revolution. This is put together for you. For you, my God, my friends. For you, my listeners, We decide that we want to invest in you, in your future, and in the growth of your business and your career. And my next guest, who will be coming on in 4 minutes, he's going to help us to understand the importance of us being prominent on the web. You know, and what can we do? A lot of times we think that because we are entrepreneurs and we are small business people, we don't need those things. And I tell you, when we isolate ourselves and do things in those challenging, difficult ways, it takes us longer time to get to where we need to be. Takes us a much longer time. I want to encourage you to visit my page and support by picking up a copy of Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I am so honored and so privileged that I have 3 entries in that book. And I'm just looking forward. I had so much fun. I think I will look forward to participate again in the project next year. So it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity for me to share those things in there. So I hope you pick up a copy, and I hope you will call me and let me know what your thoughts were about the book. It will make a beautiful gift, and that's a gift that people will use over and over and over and over again. And, you know, what better gift to give than the gift of gratitude? Gratitude, guys, I think we take it for granted a lot of times, and we don't know how blessed we are and all the favors that has bestowed up on us. You know, favor upon favor upon favor will be bestowed upon to us. So we are just so excited. And any minute now, my other guests should be calling in. I'm so excited. This gentleman is on fire, on fire, on fire. And he is just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. And, well, hello, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Brian.
Hello, Daphne.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, it sounds like you were walking for a minute. I was just here preparing my listeners that they need to be here right now to listen to you so that they could get a full understanding about where they need to be on the web. So they've been hearing from me for the past hour. So I just want to go to you, Brian, and I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself. And I want to say thank you for waking up early, because I know it's early where you are, to come and to invest in my listeners. So would you please tell the world and those who don't already know, who is Brian Delaney?
Absolutely. Thanks, Daphne, for having me. It's a pleasure to wake up early here in California. And what I do, you can hear me fine, right, Daphne?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. What I do is I do internet marketing. I help people launch their products and their brands online. I started by doing affiliate marketing and blogging back, say, 5 years ago when I was at Liberty University finishing my master's degree.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's amazing, you know, when I first met you, and we haven't met in person yet, But for a few months, we met online, and I have watched you. And now I am so honored to have you in my inner circle and have this opportunity to be learning from you. Because I tell you, Brian, you are one of a kind. But I want to, before we get into all of what you do and how you help entrepreneurs, you mentioned about being at university and blogging and doing affiliate program. How did that all get started, and why you saw it important to do that while you were studying for your master's?
Yeah, that's interesting. I started to study towards the end of my college career. I started to study personal development, and I actually started to study marketing stuff. And one thing led to the other. Actually was led from Joe Vitale. He had put out some stuff about hypnotic marketing and whatnot. And I studied his stuff, and that led me over to learning how much money he was making online.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And then, so one thing just kind of led to the other, and, you know, I spent a ton of money on personal development, but through that, it led me to internet marketing, which is interesting.
Hey, Brian, you are young, and you still, you are saying you spend a ton. You are young. And I'm telling you. But people need to understand that you are on this radio this morning because you understand the importance of investing in yourself. Because as I look back and I look at my library of books and tapes and DVDs, even some VHSs that I had back in the day is still part of my library. So people must understand the importance of investing in themselves. People, sometimes, Brian, they sit down and they kind of have a sense of entitlement. Oh, well, this is going to come to me. And they are not stepping out to make something happen. And here you are, studying for your master's. And you could have sat there and said, well, I'm going to graduate with a master's in marketing. Any advertising agency will grab me. But no, that was not sufficient for you. You decided you wanted to make a difference and started to do something while you were there on the campus so you can prove to others that it worked.
Exactly, exactly. And the cool thing about it is that when I started to dive into the internet marketing stuff, I joined a program called the 30-Day Challenge. And the 30-Day Challenge at the time was free, and I believe it's still free today. But within the first 7 days of doing anything online, that's when I made my first commission check, which was ooh, really what helped me keep going, because it was a $700 commission check.
Wow. Your sound is kind of cutting out, so I don't know if you can turn the volume up a little, please, Brian.
Okay.
When you started on college campus and everything, what were some of your fellow students saying? Did they know what you were up to?
No, only the only people that knew were my close friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really broadcast what I was doing. I just kind of talked to my close couple friends. My roommates really were the ones that knew.
Right. And did they encourage you?
They did. They were both entrepreneurs as well.
Oh.
And the interesting thing is, as soon as I made that first commission check, it kind of fired them up a little bit.
And how much was that check, Brian? $25?
$700.
Wow. $700. Yep. So that would be enough, for anybody to get excited, you know?
Right.
Very important. So based on what you are saying and from what I'm hearing from the beginning, you realize that the internet marketing thing is not always just a hype. If you find the right system and product, there is money to be made?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money to be made. And that was simply with affiliate marketing. And so, yeah, there's a ton of money to be made out there, especially when it comes to promoting other people's products.
But in order for that to happen, there are certain things we need to have in place, right? What are those?
Right. So you do need some basic training on affiliate marketing if that's something that you're interested in doing. For me, the thing that I learned was how to do SEO, really. It was how
right.
to rank for keywords. That's what I learned, basically, through the 30-day challenge. And, you know, 5 years ago, it was a different space on the internet. It was a lot easier to get things to rank really fast and really not do much. I mean, I probably spent a half an hour of time doing the actions that it took to make that commission. And today, the environment's a little different today. But again, you know, it was taking action and following through on a proven plan. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's what worked.
And for those of you who are listening and you're probably asking what SEO is search engine optimization. So, everybody, I was listening to a gentleman tell his story the other day, and he mentioned, I think I was on one of Willie Crawford's webinars or something, and he was talking about when he started back doing business on the internet, and he was so naive that he bought a domain name and went home and turned his computer on and looking for his site. And when he didn't see it, he thought they ripped him off. So he called the place back to fuss about it. And they said, well, yes, you have a domain name, but the domain got to be somewhere. And now I'm understanding not only does the domain need to be somewhere, and you need to have a website, but you need to be strategically positioned.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that, and let's lay it out for entrepreneurs, Brian, and small business people, because there are still a lot of entrepreneurs and small business people who are still not on the web doing what they ought to do. So, give us a crash course.
Sure, absolutely. So I recently came out with I'm developing a product called Super Fast Social Media, and this is going to tie right into the crash course. So what I like to say in Super Fast Social Media is that you have a super fast setup period of time where you go ahead and you buy your domain, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You set up your hosting, which is what Willie was missing was his hosting. And then say you can do that with, there's a number of companies that you can do that with. HostGator is great. And then you have to actually set up the WordPress installation on the hosting account. Okay.
Mm.
So what you have to start is a website. And what I share with people in Super Fast Social Media is that you need a blog. It's best to have a blog tied into your website. And so that's key, because with the internet and today's algorithms, you know, search engine algorithms, Google algorithms, whatever you want to call it, they want to see that you're adding fresh content to your site, you know, on a continual basis. They don't want to see that you just put up a site and just let it sit there.
So what does entrepreneurs got to blog about? I mean, they're sitting and they're saying, man, I got to be out there pushing. I got to make the almighty dollar. I mean, what does entrepreneurs have to blog about, Brian?
You know, it could be anything, but what I like to do when I build out a site is I like to do keyword research. And Google provides some tremendous tools for keyword research. But, you know, it should be related to your niche or the market that you're in, you know? It should be topic-related. It should be – I like to do is I like to take keywords and then write about keywords on my blog, but turning it into a story.
Ah.
So I'll optimize my site for the keywords, but it'll be blended through stories and analogies and that kind of thing, and pictures. See, the one thing that's important, super important for SEO and for showing up in the search engines is adding dynamic rich media, which is like video, audio, images, and text. See, a lot of people, what they do is they'll blog, and they'll add text, and they'll maybe add an image, but they don't add video or audio, right? Mm-hmm. So if you add the five dynamics, you know, like when I share this with clients, I suggest that they add all five dynamics if they can, if it's possible, right?
Yeah,
Because you're providing more value online, like when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with the textual content, and then it goes to images, video, audio, and then PDF. Those are the five dynamic, rich types of media.
I'm looking at all the entrepreneurs shaking in their boots, Brian, and they're saying, man, I'm so devastated to pick up the phone. I don't even know how to text yet. I know he's telling me to make video. But I think we all need to step out of our comfort zone. And we are going to find out that once we step out, it is like a piece of cake.
It is. It is. Once you start moving in the direction of learning how to do, whether it's video or audio or even creating a PDF on your site, you'll learn that it's really easy once you figure it out and once you go through that learning curve.
Mm-hmm. And I must tell the listeners that Brian is a fabulous teacher, because since I began working with him, I think, what is it? It's less than a month. He got me doing video, and I mean, it took me 3 days to upload the video to get to him. But I tell you, one night I didn't go to bed till 5 o'clock. Cause I said, I don't care. I'm getting this thing up before I go. But as he rightfully say, you keep doing it and keep doing it, and it gets better. And as you do it, you are able to perfect what it is you're doing. I want to encourage the listeners to call in. I am in conversation with Mr. Brian Delaney, who is an expert in SEO. He has a program called Fast Track Social Media. And he's just educating us this morning how to be positioned on Google and other search engines. So tweet your friend, tell everybody to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. We still have approximately 45 minutes remaining in this conversation, so there's still time for you to ask your questions and to make your comments. And again, if you are a client of Mr. Delaney, I want to hear from you, because if in 3 weeks, if he has made this impact and difference in my business and my career, I want to hear from you what he has been doing for you. So again, call the same number, 646-915-8166. Okay, I am back with you, Brian. So, in working with entrepreneurs, what is the most challenging thing for you to get us on board and to really buy in, you know, and play full house? What is it that is challenging with entrepreneurs?
Well, I would say getting everything set up and systematized. I think that's the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked about setting up the blog and setting up your website, but there's a lot of other stuff to get set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's a challenge. The system is easy to set up. It's getting the entrepreneur to see the value in setting it all up and understanding how it all works.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think that because of that challenge, I think that challenge has helped you to just build a better skill and talent to work with us. because I'm in the learning process now with what you are doing as well. And I must tell the listeners, he is patient with you. And he tells it to you several different ways to make sure you get it. And that speaks volume about the gentleman and how seriously he takes his brand and the people that he's looking to add value to. Because a lot of consultants with his caliber, they don't have that much tolerance for people who don't get it right away. So I'm telling you, he is someone that you want to engage your service if you're looking to really catapult where you want to be. So, yes, continue. Would you like to talk? And we're going to be flipping back and forth from the SEO, but I don't know if you want to talk about your super fast social media program.
Okay, sure. I want to touch base on it. Yeah, I'll touch base on it shortly, and then I want to, you know, and I'll share some other things about SEO.
Okay, well, if you want to finish with SEO first, it's fine. But if you want to go back and forth, it's okay too.
Yeah, I'll go back and forth. I'll everything is under what I like to call the super fast brand because, you know, I've got super fast SEO and super fast link building and super fast social media. But now that we're on the conversation about getting everything set up and systematized, I think it's appropriate to share the, you know, social media part.
Okay.
So there's a few primary things that you want to get set up when you're, you know, looking to start a project or you're looking to start and promote yourself as a brand or whatever. You're going to have your website and your blog. And then what I encourage people to do is to hire a good designer who is talented at designing online. I have one of the best designers on the planet who does my designs. He does some of the top marketers in the world as well, and he doesn't charge an arm and a leg like a lot of designers do. Designers generally, you know, charge $50, $100, $150 an hour. They're around the same prices, but they get it done faster. So it's not like it takes, you know, them days to do the work. The key is to getting everything, first of all your accounts set up, right? So your accounts, like your YouTube channel, your Twitter account, your Facebook fan page, okay, that kind of stuff. And then what I recommend to every client and entrepreneur is that they get it, they brand it all with consistency. So if you have someone that's going to do a logo for your website and your background for your website, also have them do simultaneously your Twitter, your YouTube, and your fan page sidebar. Once you're done that, I mean, once you get that all done, then you don't have to worry about the design elements. You know, that's a big challenge for most business owners is all of those design elements, you know. But once they're done and out of the way, then you can move on to actually talking and engaging in conversations in social media, which is really what the whole point of social media is to have a conversation. And so that's what I recommend, you know, that people do is when they get set up, they set up all their accounts, which there are quite a few, but then they get them branded.
Yes. That is so important because I'm in the middle now of rebranding, and that's something I started last year, 2010. I started working with a branding coach, and now there is so much. When I had that conversation with her, a lot of what I am learning now, if I knew then, I would have approached it differently.
Right.
And I'm saying this to say that before we jump aboard something that looks good, we need to really dig first. Dig, because a lot of times you are not getting all that you need and all that will add value to you. And sometimes that can be a very expensive lesson.
It can. It certainly can.
So, let's talk about the SEO some more.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about the SEO. So, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, really at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, getting to number one for your keywords, right? I mean,
yes.
That's really what SEO is. And so when someone's typing in, you know, one of your keywords in your market or in your niche, that you show up. If you have your own business or even if you're an affiliate marketer, okay, it doesn't matter either or, something that's going to significantly help your business online is doing a press release, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving everyone a tip. And there's a company called 24/7 Press Release, and I believe it's 24-7pressrelease.com. They are very reasonably priced, but at their $89 package, it's 89 bucks, it's their SEO package, they have a phenomenal package that's only $89 that has the SEO benefits already built into it. Okay?
Ah.
So the press release serves not only SEO, but it serves as getting you more exposure for your business. Very important. It's very important. And like when I start a new project or I set up a client, what I like to do is I like to set up 3 press releases and I like them to go out within the first 2 months of that site's existence.
Uh-huh.
Right off the bat. I like to, you know, once everything's branded and whatnot, but once everything's ready to go, then I like to roll out 3 press releases simultaneously every 2 weeks. It's kind of like the way that I like to do it. And the reason is, I'm going to tell you everyone the reason. The reason is so that you raise your domain authority.
Ah.
Okay? There is a site, and I would write this down if you have a pen and paper handy. It's called OpenSiteExplorer.org. OpenSiteExplorer.org. And you can enter your domain name in there and find out what your domain authority is. And you can find out how many links are pointing to your site.
Did you say explore or explorer?
Explorer, like
explore.
Explorer, yep. Okay, and then that's it's just explorer, E-R at the end there.
Yeah, E-X-P-L-O-R-E. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's E-X-P-L-O-R. Explorer.
Oh, E-R. Okay, thanks. I'm glad I asked over. Okay. Sorry about that. So continue. Yes.
Okay, so you have Open Site Explorer. It's a free service. It tells you what your domain authority is on a scale of 0 to 100.
Mm.
Now, the reason, and it tells you your links, like how many people are linking to you. Okay,
wow.
And now, just to give you some insight into it, it's behind about 3 months. So if you've done a lot of promotion in the last, say, month, 2 months, or 3 months, it might not show up there. They update it. They don't update it instantly. Let's just say that. So, but anyways, it measures the number of links that you have pointing to your site, which is very important. I'm going to go into why. And it measures your domain authority. Okay? So someone like, you know, Blog Talk Radio, their domain authority is like a 94 out of 100 when I looked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you look on sites like Quantcast, Q-U-A-N-T-C-A-S-T, Quantcast.com, they'll measure the number of visitors that you have coming to your website. Okay, and there's a few other sites like this that measure traffic. They measure how many people are visiting your website. And for example, Blog Talk Radio, I mean, they're getting about 1 million unique visitors a month.
Yeah, because all of us are there. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's interesting when you start digging into these little things.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why links and domain authority are important are for ranking and showing up as number one in the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's an analogy that I like to share about links.
Yes.
Okay? You know, what are links? I read a report that said that external link building was one of the largest challenges by website owners. Okay, that's a report that was put out in 2011 by a company called Marketing Sherpa. Okay, so they said that link building was extremely difficult. All link building is someone else out on the internet linking to you, right? Okay, so imagine if, say, Donald Trump or Oprah Winfrey went on their show and said, listen, you absolutely must go and listen to Daphne Clark Hudson, and here's a link over to her radio show, or here's a link over to her website, okay? That adds incredible value, first of all, and authority, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm gonna go into that in a minute. That adds incredibly, it's an incredible amount of authority and value, and they're going to send a lot of traffic when they do that. Because
yes.
They have a large audience, right?
Yes.
Well, the same thing with sites that have, there's something called PageRank online. It's called PageRank. And what that all that is how valuable is your domain? How much domain authority do you have, right? So Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey, they have a ton of authority, right? They have
of course they do.
A lot. So when they link to you, okay, Google's saying, okay, this must be valuable to us and our users, so we're going to rank them appropriately.
Ah.
Right? That makes sense?
Yep.
So what you want is you don't want only Donald Trump and Oprah to be linking to you, although that would generate a ton of traffic.
Yes.
But you want a variety of people. You want the new blogger, the new person who just came online to be blogging about you and sharing your website with their Twitter fans or their Facebook following, right?
Yeah, yes.
All of this is now part of the algorithm in Google to placing you at the top.
Wow.
And here's what it boils down to. It boils down to relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you relevant for that keyword? You know, let's say you wanted to show up for personal development, that main keyword. That's a pretty big keyword.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, that gets a lot of traffic. Well, personal development, people have been going after that keyword for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so Google is going to put in the number one position what's the most relevant and the keyword or website that people generally spend time on and find useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you go, let's say your site happened to bounce up to number one out of the blue, right?
Yes.
Popped up to number one, right? What would happen? Well, Google would analyze what's going on, and they would say, okay, people are hanging out for about 10 minutes, right? They're listening to videos. They're clicking on. They're clicking through the site. Well, they must find this valuable, and they must found it relevant to what? To personal development.
Did, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So a lot of these factors go into SEO, but, you know, to get back to link building,
Can I ask you a question before you move to link building? When someone chooses a popular keyword as personal development, is it important to do some subheading under that, or it doesn't matter? Like, I mean, personal development have different categories. So would it add more value for us if we put a subheading under that or no?
You could. You could have personal development as your main category.
Yeah.
And then you could talk about different keywords within personal development.
Okay, yeah.
If I was you, Daphne, and I wanted to rank in the space of personal development, I would do a keyword research for all of the keywords related to personal development.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then what I would do is I would write content, okay, about each of the keywords, and then I would post it to the blog. I would post that content to the blog about each individual keyword.
Beautiful.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm going to have you take a sip of water and then we continue. But I, you know, the listeners, I am sure, will support me in saying that you are such a fabulous teacher, because I know that since we started this conversation, each and every person who is listening has developed a comfort level to say, this fear that I had about social media and getting out there and doing something, if I'm working with the right consultant, there are so many resources to help me get to where I need to be. But first, I must take action. So, you are going to continue, but then I have one question, and I'm not sure whether it fits into the second part of what you were going to go with, or but so I'm going to ask you now, and you can put it where you think it fits.
Okay.
For people who are not going to be working with a Brian Delaney, mm-hmm. what are some questions they need to have to ask the people that they are going to be working with, the people or person? What are some things they need to know in order to choose the right person if they cannot get the opportunity to work with you?
Okay. Let's see how I can answer that one. A lot of questions. So, let's see. What questions would I ask if I was working with the right person? Well, I would want to ask the question of, do you hear that, Daphne? I can hear that in the background.
Okay. If you want to put that, let me just break it down a little more. You know,
okay.
sometimes you are going to the mechanic, and
right.
you're going to ask him to do a tune-up. And then you're trying to cut corners and you say, do I have to take out the spark plug, or do I have to do the filter, or do I have to do that? Now, as a woman who has been watching her mechanic work on her car for many years when I was in Jamaica, I come here now. I have that little bit of education. But if my mechanic did not take the time to point out all those little details to me, I wouldn't have that insight. So I think now, since I started working with you, Brian, there's so much more I have learned about this thing that I didn't know. So now I can develop a list if I go somewhere else and to work with somebody. Can you provide these things? And then I'll see, based on how the person answered the question, whether they are equipped to do the work that I want.
Right.
So did that make it a little bit more clear?
Yeah, that makes more sense. So if I was working with somebody already, whether it be someone in social media or SEO, generally you find that people choose one path. They don't choose both.
Yes.
But if you're, let's say you're working with a guy who is in social media, let's put it that way. The question that I would ask is, are we systematized with all of our social media properties?
Ah.
And is everything synced up? That would
mm-hmm.
be a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you post to your blog, you also want it to send out a tweet.
Mm.
Or you would also would like it to post to your fan page. Okay, so there's a number of things that can work together, right?
Wow.
And it really should be systematic versus
yes.
You know, this random approach. It should be systematic, and everything should be tied together.
Together, because you spend the time to do it at one place, and it adds value to all the other places.
Right.
I think entrepreneurs, if you did not get anything else that add value out of this conversation this morning, I don't know how you couldn't, But this alone is worth it for you, because as entrepreneurs, we are always watching every second. So it's good to know that we can put a system in place to have this done, have this being done.
Exactly. And let me give you an example of that. So my buddy developed a WordPress plugin, okay? And here's what the plugin does. It's pretty cool. Let's say you write a blog post and you want it to post to Twitter. Well, the plugin will actually allow you to schedule tweets, right, about the blog post, okay, through Monday through Sunday at any given time.
Wow.
And what it'll allow you to do is, let's say you wanted to tweet about that blog post Monday and Thursdays at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every week, twice. So you would tweet twice a week. But the awesome part about it is there is a way that you can put in about 30 different tweet messages, and it'll rotate. Every time it goes out, it'll rotate a different message.
Ooh, I need that.
And even more, guess, check this out. It's like having a social media manager. And check this out. If you use Bitly, okay, Bitly, you can track the number of clicks that went through that specific tweet, which is very powerful, because now you can find headlines at work and win.
Wow.
Very, very, very cool.
And what's Bentley? Man, all this stuff, I don't even know. I don't know if the listeners know either.
Well, Bitly, it's like bit.ly, mm-hmm. Bitly. There's a few of them out there, but what they do is they track the clicks that come through your links.
Oh.
And so what it is, it's a URL shortener. And what it does is it shortens your URL inside of Twitter, so that's not this really long URL.
Yeah.
And it creates a tracking link so that you can track everything that's going on with it.
Wow.
Very useful for Twitter, because you want to know, you know, if you have, let's say you have 2,000 or 3,000 or whatever, 10,000 fans on Twitter, you want to be able to see, okay, well, when I talk, are they listening, you know?
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Wow.
Are they responding? Are they clicking on the links? Are they coming over to my site and commenting? So, you know, that's another thing.
Wow.
That's another issue. But that little plug-in there is almost like having your own social media manager.
Wow.
Think about it.
Wow. Wow. There is so much. There is so much out there. And if you are not cautious, you would tend to get overwhelmed. However,
right.
I think you can just like cut off what you can chew on and do it gradually. You know, gradually, gradually, gradually. Looking back over on your clients that you have worked with, what are some of your success stories? And I know you have hundreds upon thousands. I mean, and you just began doing this 5 years ago. But let's talk, and you don't need to call their names, but let's just share some of these success stories.
Okay, yeah. Well, one of the success stories I'd like to share is with a client that I met, and I started to help them with systematizing and rebranding all of their social media. Before I came into the equation, they had accounts, but they weren't using them at all. Like, there was no rhyme or reason for talking on Twitter. They just didn't get it, right? They just were like, well, I just don't get Twitter, so I'm not going to do it. And I advised them that wasn't a good decision for their business. So I came in and I helped them systematize everything and brand everything so that it was consistent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They immediately saw an increase in their traffic and interactions with people on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single day they have new subscribers and new friends on their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting new fans and new subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a cool little story is that they saw what I was doing okay, they saw what I did for them with social media, but then they saw what I was doing over here on the side with SEO, and that was intriguing to them. They saw how I was able to do affiliate marketing and make all this income over here on the side, apart from my other, you know, company, my other company, my consulting business.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, you know, I'd like to try that affiliate marketing stuff out too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the funny thing is that they started the affiliate marketing with my help and my consultation. And within the awesome part about this is that within the first 30 days, they added an additional $3,000 to their business.
Wow.
Just because of one video that they put on YouTube and one website that we got to show up in the search engine.
Wow. I'm going to have to talk to you about that personally, man. Oh, that
yeah.
is good. That is good. Well, Brian, I tell you, I know we'll have you back on the show, man, because you have such amazing things that can add value to the entrepreneurship arena. And I want to tell people, too, that Brian is one of the speakers at the Vision Weekend Conference. So you want to hear much more from him, you need to be in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th. He's going to be there just investing in you. Brian, we have approximately 18 and a half minutes remaining in this time. I'm sure you probably have some things up your sleeve that you wanted to talk about that I did not ask about. I want you to tell people now how they can get in touch with you. And then I want you to mention anything that you were hoping I would have asked you and I didn't. And then just to summarize our conversation this morning, please.
Sure, absolutely. If anyone would like to get a hold of me and in touch with me, my site is briandelaney.com, and that's just Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, and then my last name, Delaney, D-U-L-A-N-E-Y.com. So you can reach out to me there on, you know, that's one of my blogs, that's one of my personal websites, and you can reach out, you know, there. You could also call me. My number is on my website as well.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm totally open to that. And one thing that I'm very excited about is a private blog network that we just released, okay? I've been using it secretly and privately with my clients and for myself in my own business for the last few years now. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a collection of over 5,000 blogs, okay? So imagine 5,000 blogs out in the universe, you know, all over the world, hosted on all types of hosting accounts.
Wow.
And think of it as 5,000 people out there, mm-hmm. all over the world, in random parts of the world, and none of them are tied together.
Wow.
Okay, think of that. Now, think about having... Remember how I said that external link building was one of
yeah.
the biggest challenges for business owners, okay? Well, mm. the reason is because they would have to write content and go submit it. Like when you submit a press release, they give you a link back. But we discussed that was $89, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that type of link building can get expensive quickly. Well, when you have 5,000 people out there or 5,000 blogs, and you have the ability to post on them whenever you want, any content whenever you want, that gives you the ability to do link building whenever you want and get as many as many links as you have available blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really one of the things that we're launching. It's called Super Fast Link Building,
mm-hmm.
and it allows... It solves the one biggest problem with online entrepreneurs, and that's external link building.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
So that's one of the keys. That's one of the keys to your SEO success, and now we're making that available to everyone.
And we still have 15 minutes remaining, so we can still put some more thing in. I wanted to, again, repeat your contact information. And the people who want to utilize your service, do they need to be only be local to you in California or wherever they are, you can work with them? How does this work?
Absolutely anywhere. You know, I'm not limited by, you know,
location.
Really by location at all. I have a business partner in Hawaii. You know, you're in New York, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's all over the world. Australia, I have clients over there. So it's not a matter of where you are. It's just a matter of, you know, what your business model is, and you know where you're at. You know where you're at, and what you're looking to do. You know, are we a good fit? That kind of thing.
Just to pick the geek brain a little bit, based on your assumptions, what do we have to look forward for in the near future? 2012 coming, what does the social media platform look like in your world?
Okay, so this year, over the last year, Google has introduced an update, and it's called Panda. It's called the Panda update, and really what that is they want to see interaction and social interaction, more importantly, on your website and online. They're trying to incorporate social media into the algorithm as much as possible. And it's really brilliant because, for example, you have two different websites, okay? One website has been around for 10 years. It has amazing domain authority. It has amazing content. But, again, it's been around for 10 years. And let's say the guy who owns this site is not doing anything. He's just sitting back and he's just collecting a check. Whereas the other guy just started maybe, you know, 3 months ago, and they're really passionate about their website. They're really passionate about their business. And they're constantly and frequently adding unique content to their website. Okay, and they're talking in social media. They're engaging other people in conversations, right? Google is seeing these people, the second group of people, as being more valuable in a lot of cases than the guy who's just sitting back, not doing anything, not talking, not engaging in conversation, and not actively promoting his business. So that's what we're seeing as we move into 2012. We're seeing that social media and the interaction within social media and being synced up with your website is ever more important. So you can't, like, going into 2012, you want to see your website, your blog, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you want to see them all as one. You want to see them as one unit. If you see them as one unit and you operate as one unit, okay, you're going to be moving in the right direction. But if you're adversely, if you're just like, let's say you're only on Facebook or you're only on YouTube, you're missing the boat because they should all be together.
So they all need to be together. And when you break down that together, what does it look like? As with the brand, the color, the text, what is that? I know you talk about linking these things so that
together,
when you're at one place,
what it means is that your blog is obviously synced up to your website, right? That's a natural, that's a given. Your website and your blog are together already, but it's simply a matter of you linking out to your YouTube channel or your blog linking to Twitter, but Twitter feeding your blog. Like you can have Twitter being feeding your blog with your recent updates, right? And that's a way that they can sync up. Like every time you send a tweet out, it'll then show up on your, let's say, in your sidebar on your website. Or in your footer area, like So that's an example of how there can be both synced up.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just linking from one to the other,
mm-hmm.
and that one is feeding the other, really.
Mm-hmm. And with all of that work, and we are going to look on the lay person. We're not looking at you because you have this thing down pat. It's like taking breath of air to you. But for us, the lay people out there who got excited about what you just taught us this morning, how much time you think we should prepare each week to get all of this work done?
Well, here's what I like to do. What I like to share with clients and with the super fast social media stuff is that there's really three pieces to this. And let me answer that question that you just asked.
Yeah.
By saying that the first part is the setup stage, which we call super fast setups. Okay, super fast setup. And what you want to do is you want to lay down or sit down and write down all the different properties that you should have. Okay, your Twitter account, your YouTube account, your Gmail. Gmail is even important, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, your Gmail account is important as well. So there's a number of sites, okay, and I can share a list of sites that we go after.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many of them right now to talk about, but
right.
you want to dedicate as much time as it takes to set up all of those accounts with your information, your keywords, your about your business, everything. Okay,
mm-hmm.
However long that takes. And what I recommend is that you have Google has this thing called a Google Doc, and you can either use the Google Doc or use some other kind of filing system. But you want to keep all of your usernames and passwords and URLs all in one document.
Oh.
Okay? Organization is huge when it comes to the internet because mm-hmm. you always find yourself finding something new and adding it in, and you'd be like, oh, this is cool. let me go start an account here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these different ways or all these different accounts that you need to set up. So the biggest thing that I see that you can do is make the list or get the list from me and then organize it. Organize it so that you always have it in one place.
So you telling me my composition book is not good?
hey, whatever your system is, doing it.
Oh, my heavens. You know, if you just join us, it's a pity because you miss the live portion. But the great thing about it is you can go to the archive and you can download this conversation today. And this is something that you're going to want to treasure. You know, my guest is Mr. Brian Delaney, and he is the guru, the expert on super fast social media. That's one of his products, and he is known for his skills and talents around SEO, search engine optimization. So we are counting down. We have 6 minutes remaining. Your closing thoughts, Mr. Brian?
Well, the biggest thing is to, like you mentioned before, earlier in the conversation, Daphne, was to take everything in a bite-sized chunk
mm-hmm.
and just get going and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest piece of information that I can share. There's a lot to this, internet marketing and social media and SEO. There's a lot to it. Okay, but with the right mentors
mm-hmm.
and the right coaches,
mm-hmm.
you're able to eliminate those learning curves.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone that you could call up, I mean, even I have people that are on top of their game, that
mm-hmm.
are doing what I'm doing, and I can call them up and say, you know, what was that resource? Or, listen, I'm stuck here. Can you help me? Right?
Yeah.
And I see that every business owner, every entrepreneur needs someone that they can count on to call when they get into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only have 24 hours in a day.
That's right.
And if you want to get from point A to point B, the fastest way to do that is to get a mentor or a coach to get
That's right. Wow. This is good stuff, Brian. I just want to thank you for investing not only in me and in the show, but into my listeners. And I know that this is indeed going to help them to have their antennas up approaching into 2012. I am excited that God has brought you and your services to me, that I can usher in 2012 with brighter horizons ahead. I want to commend you. I look forward to having you back on the show. I look forward to working with you at the Vision Weekend Conference. So just keep doing great things and keep rocking the social media world, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, Daphne, for having me.
You're very welcome. What amazing conversation. That was Mr. Brian Delaney. So if you're looking to position or reposition yourself, for those of you who you don't as yet have a website or anything like that, good, you can engage his service and you start fresh and on the right track. However, if you are already out there, don't let all of the information he gave you deter you from reaching out and start. Remember, you can start over when you so decide. Don't sit there and suffer, because there's a lot of resources out there for you. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Get someone who believes in what you are doing and go for the sky. There are no ceilings for you to reach unless the ones that you create for yourself. I want to remind you that each and every one of us, we are created for a destiny. We have it on the inside of us to become all that we are created to be. We are sitting dormant because we refuse to take action. So as this Christmas approach, I want you to think about, what is it I decide to do for myself that is different this year? So with that being said, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and choose to follow your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, I appreciate and love each and every one of you.
And the plan you have.
to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.